The next patient is Henry Dollard. The last name is D-O-L-L-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old African-American male that is following the clinic because of CKD stage 4. The patient has a kidney transplant that was done in Fort Myers in 2015. And the post-transplant evaluation has demonstrated that the patient is very sensitive to the administration of Prograf, goes into a kidney dysfunction, and the patient is very sensitive to have high levels of the Prograf. At the present time, he's taking 1 milligram two times a day, and the latest determination of the Prograf was done on October the 5th, and it was 9.8. We are going to repeat this determination as soon as possible in order to make further adjustments. On the other hand, the patient has shown a serum creatinine of 3.6 on November the 13th of 2023 with estimated GFR of 16 and a BUN of 41. The fasting blood sugar was 90. The carbon dioxide is 20, the potassium is 3.9, sodium is 141, and the chloride is 103. Albumin is 3.6. The patient remains with CKD stage 4. In the urine is 356 with a creatinine of 45, which is consistent with a significant proteinuria. I'm going to repeat the protein creatinine ratio, and we are going to refer the patient to the transplant nephrologist in Fort Myers to get their opinion. It seems to me that he has continued with persistent deterioration of the kidney function that eventually is going to end up losing the kidney transplant. Whether or not it's a chronic allograft nephropathy is unknown. Following number, the blood pressure is 161/78. Following number, gout that has been asymptomatic. Following number, hyperkalemia that is under control. Following number, metabolic acidosis that is under control. The patient has a lipoma in the posterior aspect of the right forearm, we are going to get the opinion of the surgeon, Dr. Skipper, S-K-I-P-P-E-R. And also we are going to get the opinion of the transplant nephrologist. Reevaluation in 6 weeks.